What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
It's the Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
We are back on the Week in Philly. I'm Sabrina Boyd-Circa, and this weekend kicks off Black Maternal Health Week. It's a national movement to build awareness and amplify the voices of Black mothers and birthing people, especially because Black women are at a disproportionate risk of complications during birth. KYW's Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams talked with some of the organizers of Pennsylvania's Black Maternal Health Week events, so we're bringing her back in. Raquel, for some background, just how bad is the outlook for Black people giving birth versus for white people?
Well, I'll tell you what it says on the Pennsylvania Department of Health report. According to that report, the state's overall pregnancy-associated mortality rate in 2022 was 82 deaths per 100,000 live births. For Black women, it was twice as high at 163 deaths per 100,000. So it is pretty dire.
Yeah, that's quite a notable disparity. Do we know what the reasons behind this are, or do advocates have kind of theories or experiences that might say what caused some of this?
You know, that is definitely a question that has many answers to it. There are things like the social determinants of health, and, you know, that can be one thing where people may not have transportation or people may be struggling with employment, so on and so forth. And then you have what could be unconscious bias in the medical field, because it's always been said when it comes to Black women, Black people in general, when it comes to us and our health, we're just not heard for whatever reason, the same way that our white counterparts are. We're just looked at differently when it comes to, you know, things like pain and, you know, medications and the like, and certain, the way certain things affect us. So it's just a big bowl of soup of interesting reasonings as to why this is, but it's definitely something that is solvable.
So from hearing your conversations, it sounds like the goals of this week are really to empower Black folks who are pregnant and their families to advocate for themselves and to get healthcare workers to really listen when they do. Now, the Pennsylvania Black Maternal Health Caucus is one of the leading organizations in the state when it comes to this week and advocating for Black maternal health in general. So when did this caucus form and what are some of the legislative moves they've been trying to make?
The Pennsylvania Black Maternal Health Caucus was formed, Sabrina, in 2023, and it was formed with Representatives Morgan Cephas, Gina Curry, and Latasha Mays. They're all serving as co-chairs, and the caucus pretty much, like you said, addresses the disturbing trends of Black maternal mortality and morbidity in the state through legislation and policy. Now, of course, one of the goals of the caucus is to pass the Pennsylvania Momnibus. And what that is, it's a legislative package of bills that make critical investments and policy changes to improve maternal health outcomes in general across Pennsylvania. So there are 8 bills in the Momnibus package, and 2 have passed so far. And I do remember that one of the 2 has to do with postpartum depression, education, and management for mothers in the hospital and well beyond after they have been released from the hospital. And fortunately, Representative Curry was able to sit down with us during this discussion to, you know, shed some light on what they're doing in Harrisburg with regards to maternal health outcomes.
We speak about it in everything that we do. Every secretary, every department that came up, we ask them about maternal health.
And what are they doing, the Black Maternal Health Caucus, for Black Maternal Health Week?
Well, usually they are in Harrisburg. They usually rally in Harrisburg throughout the whole week, and they hold different educational events and things of that nature. But this year, they decided to move it to Pittsburgh.
The west side of the Commonwealth has severe issues around maternal morbidity. And so we're taking it to the west, and we're focusing on midwifery, and we're focusing on maternal deserts.
You also spoke with some community groups that are leading events here in Philadelphia. So who did you talk to and what's going on around the city?
Well, I spoke with Janae Johns. Janae is president of Once Upon a Preemie. That's a nonprofit organization committed to, getting solutions for neonatal equity to center Black preemie family experiences.
We are rolling out our NICU Nest at these events. Again, that is our opportunity to educate, empower, and love on our preemie and NICU families.
Salima McNeil, she is founder and executive director of Oshun Family Center, and they provide psychotherapy, holistic healing, birthing modalities like doulas, and lactation support for the communities.
So we have about 7 events in 7 days. We do a big every single year. We do a community-based baby shower, a wellness event at Bartram Garden. We're doing Advocacy Day at City Hall this year.
This is what they do 24/7. So just because it's Black Maternal Health Week, it's just highlighted this week. So they're just doing what they've always done, and that is to educate the community and get the word out.
What did they say needs to be done? What are they pushing for, and what could really help solve this disparity?
I think the common denominator among the 2 groups and even the caucus is bias training among health workers. This is something that Once Upon a Preemie leads.
We all come to different tables with bias. We just need the healthcare system to be more supportive. We need every Black woman to be heard and to be supported every time they step into the healthcare environment.
The bias training is something that if more health professionals would embrace, and from what I understand, many of them do embrace it, this will kind of shed the light on this may be why I am treating this individual this way. It's not something that I'm trying to do consciously, but in the back of my mind, I heard that this is why they act this way. So it kind of just shatters that whole, all the myths that have to do with, you know, women and Black women and us, you know, for some reason being different than everyone else. That bias training, I think, really makes a difference if more medical professionals would embrace it.
Mm. And this is really just the tip of the iceberg. You get deep into this with all those guests you just mentioned on another KYW weekly show, Bridging Philly, which you are the host of. When and where can people listen to hear more?
Bridging Philly, of course, yes. Bridging Philly on the weekends, Saturdays and Sundays on KYW. Of course, if you go to kywnewsradio.com/bridgingphilly, all the episodes are right there.
Thanks so much, Raquel. We've got more ahead on The Week in Philly, so stay with us. We will be right back after this.
The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.